Evening is case number 12,045. Horizon Land Company LLC is seeking a variance for the separation distance between units, section 115-172 of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Code. The property is located at lot 23 on Kings Lane off Knight Lane. The 911 address is 25879 Kings Lane, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1.
Please, we still have hearing. We'd appreciate it.
The tax map is District 234, map 23. Parcel 307.01, unit 54108. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and three mail returns. And specifically, the applicant is seeking a 2-foot and a 1.9-foot variance from the separation distance.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
George Russell, 25928 Kings Lane, Millsboro, Delaware, 19960.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is George Russell. I'm park manager of Enchanted Acres.
Okay.
I'm speaking on behalf of Lot 23.
Okay.
The place that's in... supposed to be 2 foot over the 20-foot area. What actually took place here, Mr. Perez didn't own the house when this started. Derek started to put an addition on it. People come to me and ask me about additions, porches, decks. I send them to the county. Whatever they approve, you can do. That's the park rule. In other words, if the county approves it, you can do it. County came out and approved his drawing. They dug footers. County approved them. They put up the sub-foundation up to the deck floor, including the floor joists. The guy said, leave the decking off so he can inspect the tie-downs onto the footers. Okay? He came and he says, you're good to go. Let me know when you get it framed up. In the meantime, Derek had family problems, the owner of the house. And they ended up getting a divorce and he sold the house to Mr. Perez. Well, he came in under the assumption that I can go ahead and do this, put this addition on because there's all the floor joists and everything's inspected. So all he did was put the decking on, ran the walls and stuff up. Put new siding and everything on it, and then he gets a letter from the county stating it's 2 foot over. Well, I didn't know what actually happened because the county said he was within his property boundaries for the permit.
Okay.
Whoever came out for the county is the one that failed to come up on the 20 foot from the addition over to the other home. So where does the county's accountability lie on this also?
The building code
because
department.
Mr. Perez now, you want him to tear 2 feet off this addition that it's completely done.
May I answer that question,
yes.
Mr. Chairman? The building code department, when they come out to do inspections, does not come out to check property setbacks. They're there solely to check the structure. So they're not out there to check the setbacks to make sure the property is within the buildable area. They're just there to do the building code end of the deal.
Okay.
That's why they issue a permit that has that information on there.
Right, and you sign
and the
permit.
Builder.
Right, he had a permit and everything, and a licensed contractor did these footers and the addition.
So it falls on the license on the contractor's responsibility to make sure.
Well, I don't know, and then here this poor guy, he ends up getting slammed for this, and nobody knew what was going on until it was all done.
Okay, well, we'll finish it with the board and see what we can. Ms. McGee, do you have any further questions?
Not right now.
Mr. Quinn. Okay, now you have any more questions?
No, I don't have a question, I just wanted you to know that if planning and zoning didn't come out and say the building was fine within the setbacks.
Thank you for that.
So who is, who's, are you, you're the applicant or representing the applicant, is that correct?
The applicant's here, Mr. Perez.
Okay, and there are...
I'm the park manager of the park.
Okay, and so who filled out the application? Who filled out the application for this variance?
Mr. Perez.
Okay, then is Mr. Perez prepared to answer the standards for granting a variance? In his application, there was a sheet of paper that he signed that said he understood that he had to convince this board that he meets the five standards for granting a variance, so that's what we need to hear.
I believe it, Mr. Miller. The one I'm looking at looks like it's signed by Mr. Russell.
He's here.
Who's this? This is Horizon Land Company, LLC.
Are you Mr. Russell? Are you Mr. Russell?
Yeah.
Then you filled this out, okay.
And then you wanted to...
So would you like to address the standards for granting a variance?
He's fine that you filled out already?
Signed a piece of paper saying you understood that that would be required. Can you do that for us? Okay.
Please do.
Go ahead.
Go ahead then.
Pardon me?
Go ahead and read them to us, explain to us.
When you filled out this application, you signed a piece of paper that said you understood that you would be coming, when coming before this board, you would need to address the five standards for granting a variance and convince us that you meet those standards. So that's what...
Backside of that sheet, I think.
Yeah, I signed it.
Okay.
On the backside, look at that sheet over there. There you are.
So in order for us to, we can't grant the variance until you convince us that you meet the five standards, is what I'm saying.
So can you do that?
Do you need more time to prepare that? If you weren't prepared to do that tonight, then we can probably leave the hearing open for it.
Done on the back.
Yes, but you need to convince each of us.
Pardon me?
You need to, you can read what's written or explain.
Okay. Number one, the lot is narrow, only 50 foot wide, and the home is already existing on the lot.
Okay.
That the addition went on. Okay. Number two, when we got the trailer, it was, the deck was already there on the right-hand side of the property.
Okay.
Number three, licensed contractor submitted drawing and pool permit, also had inspection done by county inspector.
Okay.
Number four, the home is 17.6 from existing home on lot 22. By the way, is happy for the privacy.
Okay.
Number five, minimum variance represents 17.6 from the existing home of lot 22.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
So was it a deck, or was it a deck or plans for an addition? Because he wrote on there a deck. Was it supposed to be a deck?
No, it was supposed to be an addition. The 10-12 addition.
Yeah, the permit that's attached to your records references a bedroom addition, 24 by 10.
24 by 10.
It looks like it would have been issued in February of 2016 to a Keith Radke.
Yeah.
Is that who the previous owner was, Mr. Radke, or was he the builder?
Yes.
Was he the...
He was the builder.
He was the builder, okay. Yeah.
And he came, got the permit, he did everything. He come and got the permit, and he did it all, the builder.
Yes.
Okay. He pulled the permit and everything.
Did you talk to Mr. Radke about this situation?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't following too much, but the simple fact was he was a licensed contractor, and he was in there doing work.
Right.
and pulled a permit and got the permit. I figure he's on, you know, he's on the up and up, and everything's getting done the way it's supposed to be getting done. So I don't stick my nose in other people's business in the park. Try to give them some part of privacy.
The 20 feet between structures.
22.
That's why they need 7 and 6.
Thank you.
You'd mentioned that Mr. Perez relied on a builder to finish the job.
Him and his family did it themselves.
Oh, they did the work themselves.
Job, yes.
Okay. All right. I see there's a shed on the other property to the north.
Yeah.
Would that have, it looks like it's almost on the property line there. Would that have limited the ability to build an addition on that side of the property? Okay, the house was already, when was the house built?
The house has been there since in the 70s.
Okay, all right. So the addition was built on the south side of the house, correct?
Yeah.
All right. On the north side, on the neighboring property to the north, from the survey we've got, there looks like there's a shed that's almost on the property line.
Yes.
Okay. Because of addition, the home needs to be 20 feet from structures, it looks like it would be difficult to build the addition on the north side of the house. Is that your understanding of it?
Yeah, if that was actually in front of the house.
Okay.
Two front facing.
Okay. All right. Has there been any communication with the neighbor to the south about this? Have they had any complaints that have been raised to you? And I presume this can't be moved into compliance either. Is that right?
It would be a real job to move it.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Sure would.
Did you build the addition and the covered porch at the same time?
Was the covered porch
yes.
already there?
Yeah. You built that and the addition at the same time?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there was an existing porch there, and he just ran it on down.
And then,
in other words, when he tore it off, he made it new.
New, and then in addition, it was new too
yeah.
at the same time. Okay.
But you extended it right on down there to get what you needed, though, at the same
yeah.
time, correct? Okay.
Because of the glass sliding doors that were there.
Right.
That are no longer there.
Okay. Okay. Are there any further questions?
I'm done, thank you.
Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think there is a uniqueness in that the original structure was set right in the middle of the property and created a difficulty to add any additional structure to the existing home. We heard testimony that it wasn't the applicant that created the need for a variance, but it was a prior owner who ran into some issues or problems, and also the builder, the applicant, simply bought the property to for whatever use and to make it whole, if you will, and finish the project out unaware of any issues or problems. So I think it makes that necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We didn't hear any testimony that would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. I think that the request, it is a minimum one of 1.9 feet, and I think that I'll make a motion to approve case number 12,045.
Before we vote, I apologize, before we vote, I just wanted to note that it appears that there's a 1.9, a 1.7, and a 2-foot variance required on that side.
Oh, yes, there is. And so I would make the motion to accommodate those variances.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 12,045 for the variances that were needed or requested. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mayor?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Thank you. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,045 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.